Greetings, West Sacramento. Welcome to West Sac Best Eats, where we dine on all the fabulous food West Sacramento restaurants have to offer. Heard exclusively here on KYWSLP 92.9 FM on your radio dial. I'm your host, Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me in our bedroom for our little program here. Okay. We ate breakfast at Carol's in West Sacramento, which is located at 1201 West Capitol Avenue. It's right, like literally across the street from City Hall. There's a few government offices there, buildings. And we've eaten there before. We dined outside. Dining outside was closed this time for whatever reason. Probably short-staffed, I'm guessing. Yeah, we've been there a few times. I think we've gotten takeout there, and it's always it's a good time. We parked in back. There's some street parking, but West Capitol, very busy. Not much street parking in general, so you want to park in back there. And you can see the library from the parking lot. We walked in, and it was super busy. It was probably like 90% near capacity, but we were seated right away. Thankfully. And first off, they have, before we walked in, I said, I hope they have good air conditioning because it's been really hot.
Yeah, it's summer in Sacramento.
Yeah. And so it was, even though it was 8 a.m., it was like in the 80s. And I walked in and before walking in, I said, I hope they have good AC because I'm a chunky, thick boy. Much like our cat, I'm a big boy. I'm a big dude, and I need good AC.
You get sweaty when you eat.
Yeah, especially
it's a physical activity.
Yeah, especially spicy stuff. But we walked in and seated right away. Good air conditioning. I was like, oh yeah, it's on, it's on. Just a couple notes about the food or just condiments. The butter that they bring to the table. It seems homemade, or it seems like crafted in small batches somewhere local.
Yeah, it's good quality.
Yeah.
It's really thick
and
rich. It doesn't taste like it came out of a tub at the grocery store.
Right. Yeah, it's got like a yellow. It's the color yellow that you've never seen before, or just high quality. It's not like these fake yellow margarines, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Imperial commercials, remember the 1980s, the kid, he would have the crown and suddenly there'd be butter. Somehow the crown had to do with butter.
I can't believe it's fake butter.
There you go. There you go. You got the strawberry Belgium waffle special. It was special because it was $8.99. And it comes with a Belgium waffle with strawberries and whipped cream, bacon or sausage. You got bacon. And two eggs, which you got over medium.
Yes.
We always get over medium. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections, my love?
This was the most beautiful waffle I've ever seen.
they nail the presentation.
Yeah.
You eat with your eyes first, as Emeril Lagasse says. Bam! Remember that guy?
he was great.
Well, Guy Fieri took over the Food Network, and he's speaking of crowns and kings, he's been the king of the Food Network for over a decade. Anyways, your strawberry waffle, my darling.
Yep. Beautiful aesthetics.
Yes.
And equally tasty.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the whipped cream.
Whipped cream, yeah.
This is absolutely homemade whipped cream.
Yeah.
This isn't sprayed out of a nozzle.
Right.
From a can.
Right.
This whipped cream was so thick.
Yeah.
It was nearly like frosting consistency. Yeah. I'm not complaining. It was so delicious.
It was very creamy, very good.
Yeah, it was a great topping for the waffle.
Yeah.
I didn't even need syrup.
Yeah.
And I'm a syrup girl.
Yeah.
I drench all my pancake and waffles in syrup.
Yeah.
But the juice from the strawberries combined with the whipped cream, and I did put a bit of butter on there.
Yeah.
It was juicy. It was so delicious.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I didn't have the waffle, but I had some of your whipped cream. It was really good. Much like the butter, someone probably comes in at 1 a.m. and starts whipping it up, I imagine. Or they get it from somewhere local.
Someone's in the back churning.
Right.
With a wooden dowel.
Yes. Yes. Like the the Weird Al video. Amish paradise. No? All right. I'm sorry. I'm older than you, honey. I'm an old man. Okay. And your bacon was also...
It was crisp.
Yeah.
It was juicy.
Yeah.
I devoured this meal.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm a fast eater, but like, I just... And I kept the whole time we were eating, I was like, this is so good. This is so good.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get over it.
Yeah. You gave me some of your bacon, and the piece you gave me almost hit my ketchup. And I was like, oh, that was close.
That might be a good combination.
No. Bacon and tomatoes and pig? I don't think so. But I thought the bacon was really good. Good crunch and just a good quality bacon. A lot of these places out here, they cheap out on the bacon because it's expensive. But 10 out of 10.
Absolutely.
I got the corned beef hash. It was cost $10.49. Described as fresh homemade corned beef hash with eggs and toast. And then I also got a side of hash browns. And I added onions because, as I said, I'm a chunky thick boy. The eggs are eggs. I mean, they were fine. They're eggs. Oh, and for my toast, I got a bagel. Usually, I like bagels, but I often skip them because these places, a lot of places, like, they barely toast them, or they toast them first thing, and then your breakfast is ready 16 minutes later. Then they bring the bagel, and it's like, well, this bagel was toasted 16 minutes ago, dude. The bagel was brought, like, perfectly toasted. I mean, okay, I like it much darker toasted. I turn our toaster oven all the way to 11, like Spinal Tap, okay? But it was well toasted, and it was freshly toasted. It was still warm and crunchy and soft in the middle. So they nailed the bagel. Hash browns with onions were excellent. They do like the sliver onions, so it's a chunk of onion, but I'm an onion guy. You're a syrup gal. I'm an onion guy. So I was in heaven. It was very, very good. And then the corned beef hash came with potatoes and onions, same kind of onions. So if you don't like onions, order without onions. The corned beef was really good. It was good quality, and you could tell it was someone was making it, seasoning it, whatever, 3 days ago. Like, I watch Food Network, honey, okay? Speaking of Guy Fieri, I watch Diners and Drive-Ins and Dives, okay? They like, start making the corned beef, like, 72 hours ahead of time, and it sits in the vinegar or whatever, the solution for a while. But you could tell it's homemade, it's handcrafted, yeah.
I felt like my meal was cooked with love.
Yes.
I felt like care went into every food item that was on our table.
Yeah.
I could feel it, I could taste it.
Yeah, and all the employees were very nice. You could tell it's a West Side, well, it's an institution. People on West Sac Facebook groups are always praising it. I put a couple pictures of our food up on one of the West Sac Facebook groups, and it got 90 likes, honey. 90 wow. Plus likes, yeah. The validation, oh, that's what I'm here for. I'm important, I matter. Thank you for liking my picture.
Yeah, it feels like a local, small town, like, close-knit group of people running it and working together, and you really can feel that in the environment.
Yeah, yeah, and there's banter, there's a lot of regulars. We're not regulars. We've only been there a couple times, but yeah, very homey feel down home, small town, if you will. Our total for breakfast was $27. Anytime we can have breakfast for less than 30, I think is a win. We left a $7 tip. Just a couple notes. The area, it's West Cap. There's a bunch of motels around there. Not so great. But if you dine outside, it's cool. It's like a little scene. It's like a midtown vibe. But there's a few randos who will wander by. But I've never heard of a problem, and we never had a problem. Carol's closes at 2 p.m., which I think is significant because that's how you know they nail breakfast. And they do other stuff. They do like sandwiches and burgers. But like, I always held the belief that the true breakfast joints, like the really good, authentic ones, they close it too. Because they're up super early to make the butter and whatever we were talking about earlier. And they got a good thing going.
Right. They narrow their focus and they excel at what they do.
Yeah. And then at 2 o'clock, they get to go home. Well, they got to clean up. But, they're not open till 10 p.m. or 24/7. They do breakfast very well. They knock it out of the park. And then they go home. That's how I would run a restaurant.
Absolutely.
I don't mind getting up early because I can get off early. And then I can go run errands, honey. We left super full, super satisfied.
Belly's full, heart's full.
Yes. And as I said, it's right next to the library. So the parking lot is right next to the library. You can see the library from the Carroll's parking lot. And you made the comment that you want to, when we retire... You want to work part-time at Carroll's and become part of the Carroll's family. And then you want to volunteer part-time at the library. So that's quick commute, honey.
Perfect life.
Yeah.
My dream life, okay?
Yeah.
I hope it comes true.
Yeah. And I'll be personal training at the West Sac Rec Center.
Yes.
Review forthcoming, people. But yeah, Carroll's huge, huge win.
Can't wait to go back.
Yeah, it was a good time, and we loved it, and we'll be back many, many times. Alrighty, well, there you have it, my fellow West Saxons. Big thumbs up for Carroll's, and I hope you get a chance to enjoy it like we did. Sending you all love and light, thank you for listening to West Sac Best Eats, where we dine on all the fabulous food West Sacramento restaurants have to offer. Heard exclusively on KYWSLP 92.9 FM. On your radio dial. #WestSac, BestSac. Bye-bye.